Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today is Aaron Birch. Aaron brings over two decades of creative sensibility, business management, and production experience to both Aaron Birch Productions, her film production company, and Laurel Birch Studios. Aaron grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, where she watched her mom, Laurel Birch, handcraft vintage jewelry and produce iconic artworks from inside their own home. Aaron began her own creative journey at the California College of Arts and Crafts, where she obtained a BFA. Currently, Aaron is president of Laurel Birch Studios, where she directs the licensing and business development of the Laurel Birch brand in North America. Most recently, Aaron's focus is on seeking out new inspiration for Laurel Birch Studios' newest addition, Laurel Birch Jewelry. To find out more about Aaron Birch and her mom, Laurel Birch, please visit their website, www.laurelbirchstudios.com. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you. It's so great to be here, Margot.
I'm so happy to have you on my show. Your mom, oh my gosh, your mom is just such an inspiration, not just to me, but to our entire family. We all love her so much. And just, you know, getting ready for this show, I was going through memory lane of thinking of all the different ways that how she came into our lives. And it really started on a really strong level back in 1989 when while I was pregnant, we lived in Sausalito, and your mom had her store in Sausalito, that awesome store that she had there.
Yeah, Bridgeway.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a beautiful store, and I just loved going in there. And while I was pregnant with our son, Xander, your mom had all of these toco and other, what do you call it, tunics that you could wear with the real short sleeves, and then they were long and white. And it just, you know, I still have the toco tunic right here next to me on the right.
Wow.
And it brings back so many memories. And my favorite maternity clothes that I wore during that time weren't maternity clothes. They were your mom's art. And so the very first Mother's Day gift I got from Dudley after Xander was born was toco earrings. And
that's great.
So, you know,
toco,
the
toucan. You're talking about the toucan design.
Yeah, toco the toucan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had
that bird for real, actually. We had a real toucan.
Did you really?
Yes. I mean, who has a toucan? Laurel Birch did.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah, your mom is just so amazing. I remember when I would go in the store, sometimes some of her big birds were in the store as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She loved her birds. She spent a lot of time, you know, they weren't in cages. They were often just in throughout the house or on her shoulder when she painted. She loved having that energy of the bird just right there with her as she painted. You know, then they would traipse through the paintbrush, and we even have some paintings where we go, look, that's Majorca's paint, you know, footprint.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Well, it was actually, you know, the birds that got me first into her art, because we had a little blue parakeet named Feather at the time, and we just loved her. So I first, you know, I didn't get as attracted to the cats at first, and then the birds started it, then came the horses, and now we have a cat. So, you know.
Well, I have to tell you, do you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
You sure? Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, I might get in trouble. So my mother is known as the cat lady, painted cats. I always have this joke that there was this one pair of earrings, number 3916, that put me through college because it was such a, you know, it did so well. But people always thought that she absolutely loved cats, and she wasn't crazy about cats. What she loved was big cats. lions and tigers, and that's really what she would, the spirit of these strong animals. But it was so interesting how everyone interpreted it as these little house cats, and she didn't even own one, and until the last probably 10 years of her life when she had Tigger. And then of course she fell in love with Tigger and absolutely loves cats. But I always thought it, people thought, oh, she must have 10 cats. I said, no, actually she doesn't. She has a good friend, Tippy Hedren, who has a bunch of big cats, and that's who she loves.
You know, I remember hearing your mom tell that story one of the times that I was lucky enough to get to hear her speak. And the first time I met her in person was February 2nd, 2002, when they had Laurel Birch Day at Book Passage here in Marin County.
Uh-huh. That was just, yes, I remember.
Oh, my gosh, that was such a special day.
I remember
day.
Meeting
mom,
you that day, actually. I remember meeting you.
Yeah, my mom.
That's
and
actually
my
first
sister.
Memory of you.
My mom, my sister, my brother, Dudley, my husband, and our son, we were all there for that day. And it's just as soon as I got to know her a little bit that day, as soon as I saw her, I knew a kindred spirit. And that's one of the things I love that your mom talked about so much was kindred spirits. And if you could just talk a little bit about that, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm so grateful. You know, sometimes people are surprised. They're like, you know, are you sure you want to just be carrying on what your mother did? I mean, they get it. But, you know, well, what about Erin Birch? And you were making films and doing all of this. And my mother's messages are absolutely my messages, which are about having people feel seen, having people feel special, supporting people to see their own unique uniqueness, and recognizing all of our connectedness. That's absolutely what Laurel Birch was about. And so it's such an easy thing for me to do, to be able to celebrate her work and to be able to share her work, you know, because there's all the messages. The messages are absolutely about we are all kindred spirits. How cool is that? I mean, how cool is that, that, you know, I might be selling jewelry or designing and helping bring one of the original paintings to a new mug design, and the whole time I know I'm creating something for people that makes them feel great.
Oh, and you're so right. And in fact, when you mentioned the coffee mugs, I have two treasured coffee mugs that I just love to still have my coffee in. One of them has the people holding hands all around it,
and the
other one has the parrots and ponies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's like you can wear her art, you can hang it up on your walls, you can drink coffee out of it. The salt scarf is beautiful too.
One of the favorite stories of my mom's is, you know, when she first started selling her jewelry, she wanted to sell it at the store in Ghirardelli Square called the Chair House. And she went into the store once, and she actually was wearing her necklace, but underneath her clothes. And she would do that from time to time, just because it was. She did it to feel good, and she was quite shy, you know. And so she would go into that store, and she'd look at that store, and then the next time she came in, she wore it on the outside. And the woman that was there, I always remember, and we always joke in our family because we can just hear Lois, you know, Lois Smith saying, "Where did you get that?" You know, she had this very husky voice. And then, you know, my mom saying, "Well, I made it." And that was really the beginning of her selling in San Francisco in a store. She had sold at the Haight Street Fair and in North Beach. And this was the first real store that she was selling in. And I remember I was about 4 years old, and I'd play over by the fountain, and I'd wait for hours for my mom, and she would be in there unwrapping these scarves, lifting scarf after scarf and revealing these handmade necklaces, you know, that she made in our kitchen on the back of a frying pan. You know, it's just, it's like, I couldn't make this up. I get so tickled by it, truly. You know, it's like I was just at a show in Portland at the Bellevue Arts Museum where they're showing three of my mother's original necklaces from 1971. And here it is in the show called Counter Couture. And it is so cool to see, stand back and go, she created this. And it is just hip and cool and, you know, and I'm basing one of the collections right now on that collection. So I'm bringing it back. That's something she never made available. And I get to be really close to her by looking at her early designs, and I'm seeing them in ways that I've never seen them before, you know?
Oh, that is so awesome. That is so cool. And, yeah, having her as a mom must really have been an amazing experience.
Oh, I have some stories, yeah. Some I couldn't say on the radio.
Well, you know, I have right here next to me a beautiful yellow journal that of your mom's that Jackie Sachs gave me. And it says, it's got the sunshine, and then it's got people all around it holding hands, and it says, may all beings under the sun live as one. And that was so much her. You know, that is exactly what she wanted. I mean, she loved all animals, all people, all spirits, you know, she just, and, you know, she also said, follow the voice of your heart in your heart. I saw that on, I think, on your Facebook page. Laurel Birch Jewelry recently. And it's just, that's what we all need to do. That's what my show's about. It's about living your music, which really means living what you feel called to do, what your heart wants you to do. And
yeah. Truly. I know I put these quotes of hers up on the Facebook page, and every time I read them, you know, I'll look through this list of all these quotes that I have, and I'll find one that, you know, really speaks to me, or maybe I need, or I think somebody else would appreciate. And it's really interesting I know I have a unique mother. We all have unique mothers, but I have this mother who's very prolific and expressive and an artist and all of these things. But to be continually rediscovering her, it's just a trip. I mean, I'm actually standing here and I'm looking at a painting of hers. And I tell you that I'm 50 years old, and, you know, when you're in your 20s or something, I mean, I was like, oh yeah, Laurel Birch, whatever, you know, my mom, yeah, she's my mom. I mean, I was like, you know, yeah, she's famous, you know, I was over it, you know, like, what about me, you know, your 20s, you're kind of full of yourself. And, you know, then it was really in the last 10 and 20 years of my life of really truly discovering her more and more deeply, and now on a whole other level of looking at her designs. And, you know, I feel sad that she's not here for me to say, well, when you painted this, what were you thinking?
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be cool to be able to do that? Oh, Aaron, I lost you. Aaron, you've got to call back in. Well, anyway, while Erin is calling back in, hopefully she's calling back in, her phone dropped the call. There she is. Okay.
What's that?
There. Okay. So I got you back now.
Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened. I was just saying that it's just wonderful to rediscover her at another level again and again. And, you know, in reading some of the quotes, you know, I was just looking at some of them today, and I thought, how cool, you know, like I put up that there's this one that says, spirits speak in many colors. Today I am teal, tomorrow I am purple. I listen to the colors dancing within me. Sometimes I am every color all at once, a rainbow spirit. And I feel like when somebody reads that, you know, my hope is that they read it and they go,
Erin? Oh my gosh, we lost her again. Well, while she's calling back in, I will read one of the quotes from Laurel that Erin had posted before. It says, always have hope, remember to dream, and believe in life's magic and miracles. But most of all, remember to believe in yourself. Don't forget they are all within you. Hope, magic, dreams, beliefs, and miracles. Laurel Birch. And
happening.
Okay, I've got you again. I don't know what's happening with your cell phone, but
I'm not going to move. I might have got too animated and excited about what I was talking about. I'm gonna sit down and stop walking around and.
Yeah, stay where there's good cell coverage. While you were off this time, though, I read the quote that you had posted the other day on Facebook about always have hope and remember to dream and believe in life's magic and miracles. I just love that one.
Exactly. Well, can I read you this other one that I was reading to myself when I went off the line? It says, spirits speak in many colors. Today I am teal, tomorrow I am purple. I listen to the colors dancing within me. Sometimes I'm every color all at once, a rainbow spirit. You know, and what I love about that is that someone who's reading that might think, ooh, I'm going to put on teal or I'm going to put on purple and that's going to make me feel good. You know, or I'm going to put on lots of color. And that was the whole purpose was to, you know, but to feel good. And she continues to have that effect.
It's so true. And, you know, she had such an incredible way with color in her paintings. I mean, she started out doing the jewelry, I know, and I'm not sure when she started doing the paintings because I didn't discover her until later on when she was already doing those. But I remember, I just love the use of color that she had. It was happy colors and amazing combinations of colors. And the first art I started hanging up around our house when our son was a baby was your mom's art. I would get the postcards or prints, you know, and frame them and hang them up around the house. And it was the only thing my husband and I could agree on that we both wanted on the walls, you know, up until then. I'm serious, you know, up until then it's like I'd say, well, let's put this up, and he'd go, no, I don't want that up. And he'd say, let's put this up, and I'd say, no, I don't want that up. And then, but we both loved your mom, and we loved her art so much that was, you know, it's still today, you know, you can go around our house and see framed Laurel Birch art and scarves and everything.
Yeah, she was not afraid of color, that's for sure. You know, I think, and it's interesting because in when she started, things were not that palette. I mean, certainly. I mean, she really became known for the Laurel Birch palette. And but if you looked around, like I was kind of studying, kind of thinking, well, what was it like out? Like, say, in the she started really in the late 60s, but she was painting and drawing a little bit more, say. I mean, she was always drawing, but in the mid-70s, and if you looked at what the colors were out and about, they were not bright colors. I mean, they were kind of, some of them were kind of muted. I mean, you had the hippie era, right? But you had like leather and fringe and not necessarily, you had flowers. But, you know, she, I think towards the late 70s and early 80s, then there was purple and magenta and teal and bold red. And it just, and then all together, I mean, it wasn't an accent color. It was all of these colors put together. And her whole purpose, I think, for doing that really was and always had been to create beauty in the world. You know, I can hear her in my head today. She'd say, Erin, look at this. She'd say, come here, look at this. And she was talking, you know, about her own painting. And she'd say, you know, isn't this just so great? And I go, wow, Mom, that is so cool. You just did that? And she was so proud and so touched and that, you know, she really wanted to share it, and just absolutely she wanted people to feel good. It sounds so simple, but it really to the core. And she made you feel good. If you know, people often ask me, what was your mom like? And I say, you know, if you were with her, you would feel like you were the only one in the room. You'd feel really special. Like she just looked right at you. And she'd often comment on your earrings or the color of your shirt or something, you know, something that you were wearing, the color of your eyes. And you just felt like, oh, you know, you see me, you know, oh, and then you kind of walked out a little bit higher and a little bit, you know, she wanted you to feel seen. And she really had a beautiful way of doing that. You know.
You're totally right. I remember that. I'll always remember that very first time at meeting her at Book Passage. And luckily, my brother, Dwayne, was there, and he took some photos of us with Laurel, your mom. And, you know, you're right. I mean, in the photo, she's just, like, totally with us and totally engaged and connected. And just right from the very beginning, we you know, she felt like a kindred spirit, and she made us all feel so good. And our son was 12. He had just turned 12 at the time. And it just, you know, I just love those memories of that and how mm-hmm. she was always encouraging, always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to say, because it's important to, you know, she lived this life of creating beautiful art and beauty in the world, wanted people to feel seen. And, you know, it would not be correct to say that there was no pain, because as most people that know her know, she lived a life of a great deal of pain because she had this
right.
bone disease, osteopetrosis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that people often thought, you know, there was this person who interviewed her, people would often ask her, you know, well, like Frida Kahlo paints her pain, you know, and my mom was like, you know, why would I want to do that? You know, it's like, for her, I think it was creating this other world and her seeing other people. Honestly, I think she really wanted to be deeply seen too. And so she created that
mm-hmm.
for other people. You know, I know that that's what she's also given to me. It's like, I want to be deeply seen and loved, not for all the bells and whistles I do, but for me, you know, my
right.
just purest being. And I want other people to feel absolutely seen and loved. I teach martial arts, and the one thing, you know, you can teach people to kick and punch all day. At the end of the day, I
mm-hmm.
want them to feel like I matter and I'm seen and my voice is important. And my
mm-hmm.
mom did that through her painting and through her art and through sharing that beauty, you know.
Oh, totally. And, you know, I knew about her having the osteo, what did you call it, osteo?
It's called osteopetrosis, which is different than osteoporosis. It's when your bones are extremely
yeah.
Dense, and so they break easily. They're not brittle. They're extremely dense, and if you don't have give in your bones, they break. So she
yeah.
had numerous, hundreds of breaks in her body, and she lived with, you know, a great deal of pain and was often managing pain because she didn't want to be on pain meds. So
right.
she, you know, fought that a lot. And, you know, ultimately
well, that
that's how
one
she
of the
passed
things
away.
That totally that. Amazed me about her is she could, there are even pictures I've seen of her where she was painting while she was in a cast, you know, or in bed. And, you know, her painting brought joy to her and to everyone else. And we're at the point in the show, Erin, where I like to ask some
sure.
questions for the audience to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and, you know, your mom just, she savored the moments. She, and
mm-hmm. she sure did.
Thinking of her reminds me to do that. It reminds me to look around me and see the beauty of the trees and the animals and the sky and the colors and, you know, the people and just, you know, to feel connected with people.
Absolutely. I mean, that is something that she really left me so deeply is, I learned how to see beauty in the world on a whole other, in a whole other way, you know, to be able, she'd say, look at that, the way that light is bouncing off of that tree and just hitting that bird on the back of its neck to get that color bouncing off, you know, or something like that. And I would just expand my whole experience. You know, I remember after my mom passed, I remember, you know, that first year was so hard. She died in
mm-hmm.
2007. And I
yeah.
remember I was going for a hike and I saw this brown butterfly. And I thought, oh, there's no more color. My mom took the color. You know,
this little
moment, you know. And then I of course I saw all the color and I wanted to love that little brown butterfly. Like me, I'm a little brown butterfly. My mom would say, look, she actually said to me when I was little that I pointed out a butterfly. That must be why that happened. She said that I said one day as a little girl, I pointed at a butterfly. I'm just remembering this now. She said, I
uh-huh.
pointed at a little brown butterfly and said, Mom, that butterfly is brown just like me. I just remembered that. How funny.
Oh, my
I know you've got to wrap this up.
No, we still have 5 minutes left. We still have some time left.
Oh,
I just like to make sure that people start thinking about that while they're listening to my guests talk about how they're living their music and what their passion path of development is. I want the people out there to start thinking about, because everyone has music inside of them. You know, Wayne Dyer just made his transition on the 30th of August, and he had, that's how come my show is called Live Your Music, is because he had always said, don't die with your music still in you. And he felt we all had music to play, whatever it was that we felt called to do. And for him, it was writing and speaking and doing what he does. But, you know, for your mom, it was art. And the thing is, it doesn't have to be a huge thing either. It can be, I felt called to, part of my music was having our son, you know, and being a mom and doing the show.
That's beautiful, Margot. It's really, that's really, really beautiful. No, it can be very simple. You know, it's such a great question to ponder. You know, I think, like I was saying, some of the things that I do are teach martial arts and and challenge myself to be present in mind, body, and spirit. And the thing that the other piece is to really, you can express yourself very easily. And, you know, sometimes it's just taking the time to see somebody and let somebody know how you feel, you know, or what you think. You know, sometimes it's just this, or the art of giving was one thing that my mom, you know, talked about. It's really the art of giving. And that's so precious too.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. Oh, wow. You know, and to be connected, to really listen, I mean, that's one of the things that your mom did. She really listened. And when she would speak to you, you're right. I mean, she spoke directly connected with your heart. And as I've told you before, I know that this sounds a little weird, it's a little ooga-boogay, but, you know, she still talks to me. You know, I ask her questions before I meditate a lot of times, and then she talks to me. And I just, you know, but she also just talks to me when I'm outside, and like you said, says, wow, look at how the sun's reflecting off of that water.
Right.
And look at the
amazing
sunrise. You know, that's why I take so many sunrise shots with my iPhone, is because I'm noticing it and going, oh my gosh, that is not going to be the exact same coloration tomorrow or the next day. Each one is like, you know, God's like the ultimate painter of light, you know, painting with all the light on the water and the trees and the flowers and everything. Well, we only have a little over 2 minutes left, and what would you like to leave our listeners with?
Wow. I guess a couple of things. One is, well, stay close. Find me. Look for Laurel Birch everywhere. That could be in a flower. You know, that for sure. And there were a couple of things. You know, I was just, I'm going to be putting together these pieces that just say on them, there's a heart shape that my mom made. And I decided when I bring everything down to like, what is the most important message? And it was, I see you. I see you. So I, you know, it's something that I'm creating tons of them just to, when it's like when you're in the store or you meet somebody and you just have this great experience with them, or it's your waiter or something. And there's just something you connect, and you don't say, wow, you're really cool, let me have your phone number, we'll connect. Not necessarily, but you just want them to know. You hand them this, and it just says, you know, I see you. Or someone who's having a hard time, and it just says, I see you. So, you know, that, I guess I want to share, just see the people around you. See yourself. You know, it's just, there's a quote here that my mom says, I see you, I hear you, I know you as my tribe. You know, and another one, let your spirit blossom today. And, you know, life can be tough. My mom's life was very, very challenging. But what she was really, really courageous about is that she would not, against so many odds, let herself be dragged down. She always found the possibility. And she had broken bones, broken everything. And she still found that glimmer. And I, when I'm complaining about my dumb, bad day, I go, okay, Erin, get it together. You know? So,
oh, Erin, you know, we're running out of time. We're going to get cut off in just a minute here. So thank you so much for being on the show. And I want everyone to go to laurelburchstudios.com and also to find you on Facebook. I will put some links for those in the newsletter today as well. And you can sign up for my newsletter at margojoydenader.com. Thank you, Erin, for being on the show.
You're so welcome. Thank you for asking me. What a joy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Love you.
I love you, too. Have a beautiful day.
Okay, have a beautiful day. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Much love.